Tools of Titans, the tactics, routines, and habits of billionaires, icons, and world-class performers. By Tim Ferriss. This book distills the best lessons from Tim Ferriss's podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show, which has been downloaded more than 200 million times. Over 2 years, Ferriss interviewed over 200 world-class performers, billionaires, Olympic champions, generals, scientists, and artists, and organized their insights into a 700-page reference tool. The book is divided into three sections: healthy, wealthy, and wise. Part 1, Healthy, the body is the foundation. When Ferriss examined the habits of his 200-plus guests, one finding stood out: more than 80% practice some form of daily meditation or mindfulness. Arnold Schwarzenegger uses transcendental meditation to manage anxiety. Ed Catmull, the co-founder of Pixar, does 30 to 60 minutes of Vipassana meditation daily. Neuroscientist Sam Harris experienced a transformation during a 10-day Vipassana retreat and recommends sky gazing, stepping outside, looking up at the sky, and letting the mind go completely blank. Another near-universal finding was the morning routine. Almost every high performer has a carefully designed morning ritual. The first hour after waking up, many believe, determines the trajectory of the entire day. In exercise and nutrition, several guests offered particularly impactful advice. Wim Hof, the Dutch iceman, advocates cold exposure, starting with 30 to 60 seconds of cold water at the end of a shower and gradually progressing to ice baths to improve immune function, promote fat loss, and elevate mood. His breathing protocol involves roughly 40 rounds of deep inhalation to maximum capacity, followed by complete exhalation. After 20 to 30 rounds, you may feel slightly lightheaded, and then physical performance improves dramatically. Nutrition scientist Dominic D'Agostino promotes the ketogenic diet, high fat, very low carbohydrate, so the brain and body run on ketones instead of glucose. Ferriss himself maintains ketosis long-term, supplementing with MCT oil powder, bone broth, magnesium, and BCAAs. Game designer Jane McGonigal offered an unexpected sleep tip: play a visually engaging game like Tetris for 10 minutes before bed. The visual processing occupies the brain's visual centers, blocking unwanted images or intrusive thoughts from disrupting sleep. Part 2, Wealth, Build Systems, Not Goals. In the wealth section, Ferriss's guests returned repeatedly to one core idea: create value rather than chase money. Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, posed a sharp question: what important truth do very few people agree with you on? He also asked, what problem do you face every day that nobody has solved yet? Find that problem, and you create real value. His guiding principle: if something is worth doing 5 to 10 years from now, why not do it now? Marc Andreessen, the co-founder of Netscape, offered two life rules. First, be so good they can't ignore you. Second, focus on creating and building things. Investor Chris Sacca rose quickly at Google using a simple strategy: show up uninvited to high-level meetings, volunteer to take meeting notes, and make yourself indispensable until you become part of every important conversation. His core advice: be proactive and immerse yourself in what matters. Dilbert creator Scott Adams proposed a radical idea: don't try to become the best in the world at one thing. Instead, combine two pretty good skills to make yourself uniquely scarce. He said capitalism rewards things that are both scarce and valuable. You can combine two or more merely competent skills until no one else has your exact combination. He built the Dilbert Empire, syndicated in 65 countries, 25 languages, and over 2,000 newspapers, by merging cartooning talent with white-collar office experience. Adams also drew a crucial distinction: build systems, not goals. Goals expire, but systems keep running. Instead of setting a goal to make $1 million, build a replicable, scalable business system. Shark Tank investor Damon John put it bluntly: sales cures all. You can talk about how great your business plan is, you can have opinions, but you can't have your own facts. Sales data is fact. But he also warned: money is a good servant but a bad master. Writer BJ Novak said it better: money can always be re-earned. Time and reputation cannot. Tony Robbins identified four traits of successful investors: limit downside risk, seek asymmetric returns, massive upside with minimal or zero downside, diversify asset allocation, and have a genuine desire to give back. Part 3, Wise, Change How You See the World. The wisdom section provides an arsenal of mental models and life philosophies. Ferriss's own most famous tool is fear setting. Unlike goal setting, which asks what you want, fear setting forces you to confront what you fear. You write down the absolute worst-case scenario, then ask, if it happens, can I prevent it? Can I repair it? What are the benefits of even a partial success? And the most important question, what is the cost of inaction? Ferriss argues that we routinely overestimate the impact of our fears and underestimate the cost of doing nothing. Former Navy SEAL Commander Jocko Willink delivered a striking principle, discipline equals freedom. It sounds contradictory, but his point is that only through strict self-control and structured living can you achieve genuine freedom of choice. He also said, mental toughness is a choice. You simply decide to keep going. General Stanley McChrystal recommended maintaining a three-person observation list, a superior you want to emulate, a peer who outperforms you, and a subordinate doing your old job better than you once did. If you continuously measure yourself against and learn from these three people, you improve exponentially. Naval Ravikant offered a concise and powerful framework. In any life situation, you have exactly three options. You can change it, you can accept it, or you can leave it. What is not an option is sitting there hoping to change it without changing it, hoping to leave it without leaving it, and not accepting it either. He also shared a deeply liberating realization. One thing I've learned repeatedly in my life is, there are no adults. Everyone is figuring it out as they go. Nobody really knows what they're doing. Derek Sivers contributed a series of brilliant principles. If information were the answer, we'd all be billionaires with perfect abs. And his decision filter, once you have some success, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. He specifically warned against being a donkey, the proverbial donkey that starved because it couldn't choose between hay and water. Many 30-somethings try pursuing multiple directions simultaneously and make progress in none. His advice, think long term. You can spend years doing one thing, then years doing another. The donkey can't think ahead. If it could, it would drink first, then eat. Chess prodigy and Tai Chi pushhands world champion Josh Waitzkin introduced the concept of lateral thinking, extracting lessons from deep study in one domain and transferring them to a completely different one. The principles of physical flow and weight distribution he discovered in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu apply directly to tactical positioning in chess. Filmmaker Robert Rodriguez offered a crucial insight. Many people think you need an idea before you can start. The opposite is true. You must act first, and then inspiration arrives. You don't wait for inspiration and then act. If you do, you'll never act. Writer Neil Strauss has a simple writing mantra, 2 pages of crap per day. Perfectionism is the enemy of action. Author Seth Godin's contrarian thinking is equally illuminating. The goal is not to get good ideas. The goal is to get bad ideas. Because once you get enough bad ideas, some good ones are bound to surface. Researcher Breen Brown's insight on trust and vulnerability is profound. People assume you first earn trust and then show vulnerability. The truth is the reverse. Without showing some vulnerability first, you cannot truly earn trust over time. The most condensed success framework in the entire book comes from gymnastics coach Chris Sommer. Patience. Achieving the extraordinary is not a linear process. The secret is showing up, doing the work, and going home. Blue-collar work ethic plus indomitable will. Once you make a decision, refuse to waver. Drop the timeline. It takes as long as it takes. And when Ferriss asked a close friend, "How should I live my life?" the best answer he ever received consisted of just two words, "Enjoy it."